storms always, you know, you always had these here. I can remember the when we had this brand new ship that we were taking around the Cape Horn, going to the West Coast with the first load of oil. And I don't even think we were fully loaded. I think we had like, it was an 80,000 ton ship, and we might have had 72 or 3,000 tons of cargo on board. And we started going around, and it was July, so of course there's winter down there. And we thought, well, gee, this Cape Horn, this is not so bad. Maybe it's because we're on a big ship, huh? And then we got past Cape Horn and going up the other side, and all of a sudden we got hammered. And we spent the next 3 days just hove to and waves crashing over the deck, and it was awful. And we had, oh, I don't know how much damage. I wasn't captain, thank God, but it was, we probably had $100,000 worth of damage on deck. Pipelines tore up and winches and breakwaters that were just torn off the deck, and it was just awful. And so we had to fix that when we got to Long Beach, along with discharging our cargo before we went to Alaska.
Can you describe, as viscerally as you can, what that experience is like for someone who's never, imagining that someone has never been on a big ship in a storm? What does it feel like? What are you seeing? How do you feel inside?
Being on a big ship in a storm is pretty easy if you can pick the right course and speed for the ship. You don't want to get sideways to the trough because you don't want to roll. But you don't want to go hard enough where you're going to bury the bow and tear the ship up either. So it's a balance between how fast you go to maintain steerage and how the ship is riding. And the worst part of that is if you're running to someplace like Alaska in the wintertime, because you don't have daylight, so you can't see. You can't see what's happening to your ship. And one of the worst things that can happen is that all of a sudden you look up at the bow and there's a flashing light up there. Well, all tankers that have a void space in the bow, where there's a bosun's locker and where the anchor windlass machinery is and different things like that, they're all required to have an inflatable life raft up there in case something happened while somebody was up there. Well, when you bury the bow, you know that you put that life raft far enough underwater where the hydrostatic release turned it loose. So it's out there and it's on a tether and all inflated, and you're in the middle of the North Pacific and you're in heavy weather, and there you got this blinking light up there. So you just hope that it stays there until daylight, we can get the ship turned around or something and go retrieve it. They're expensive. But it's just, storms. People don't think big ships move around, but they do. And of course, the heavier the ship and the way it's riding, it'll ride okay, but it'll tend to ride down on a trough and then hit the bottom sideways. And you've got 900 foot of hull just slamming into the side of the sea, and it throws everything. So all the anchors you got for the furniture on the deck, they'll pull all the anchors out of the deck, and the stuff will start sliding across the room. And it's not fun. And the longer you're in it, the tired the people get. So, I mean, you can sleep, but you don't sleep that well. You can eat, but you don't eat that well because you're trying to hang on to it. So it gets tedious after a while. The smaller ships actually rode better. Coming down from Alaska on a small ship, you'd be going up and over the waves on the T2 size. But the big, heavy cruise ships, they're just going right through it. But you get iced up. I can remember coming down from Alaska once on a T2, and we went into Bellingham, Washington to load cargo for Pearl Harbor. And we loaded over the course of 2 or 3 days, because it was a government depot. I think we were in Bellingham and Manchester, Washington. This was a Navy depot there. And when we left Manchester, heading to Pearl Harbor, we were 7 days out before we threw the last piece of ice off the ship. And that was on the way to Hawaii. The ship was iced up, something awful. And when we got to Pearl Harbor and discharged, we were 1,700 tons of cargo short, because the weight of the ice on the ship was 1,700 tons, and when we got to our load line, we couldn't load anymore. So there was a lot of ice coming down from Alaska. Tankers, you don't have to worry too much about stability on the tankers, because they were always stable no matter what happened. If you get in heavy weather, you put more water in the ship, that's all.
Did you, in those moments, you know, being in intense storms and things like that, were you ever afraid, or did you have faith, or what did you do to kind of steel yourself?
I had always a pretty good sense. Like I said, I sailed with a lot of guys that were very, very good seamen, and I had a lot of sense on how fast to go and how hard to push the ship, but I didn't push it. Your ship is what's going to have your life out there, so you want to take care of it. Take care of the ship, it'll take care of you. And we just did. We just very seldom had any damage. And it was the same with the training ship. If we got in heavy weather, it just always had enough time built into the schedule so that you always had that little bit of cushion so you didn't have to push. So it's not good to push.